So what happened?
Who called you for a ride?
Louise.
Really?
Uh-huh.
What made that happen?
She needed a meeting.
Can
she
I say something, by the way? I don't know what's going on with the lipstick. You look gorgeous today.
Thank you. I even had the guy...
I can't hear you.
At the office today, I was standing over there and Judy was saying, she goes, well, where do you get your clothes? And I said, you really want to know? I said, at thrift shops. I said, there's
you don't tell
off.
People
I know after
secret.
I said that, but I can tell.
You don't tell
I can,
people
I can tell
secret.
Women that, you know, they don't care. And so I went and did something and I came back and one of the brokers was there, the owner, and she goes, Bonnie, Mark has something to tell you. I'm like, oh, what is he going to tell me? He goes, it's so nice to have somebody look so good up at the front desk.
And that's so funny that they had to present it with, he has something to tell you, but you have to be careful with saying things like that. And she probably had a witness so that you didn't have to take, someone didn't take it like, oh, they told me I look good and I was sexually offended or, you know what I mean? Can you scoot your chair forward more?
I can.
I mean, I can see you trying to look pretty and sitting pretty and... But you are the director of first impressions.
That's right. Because he said...
So it doesn't matter if you can do the job. You just look good. You see, I've been telling you this all the time. You're stressing about going into work. And I said, all you got to do is go to your 6 to 8 hour work week and look pretty. And then you get mad at me for telling you that.
Yeah, because today, man, I tell you what, it was... At my book club, it was a... It was Talk Bonnie off the ledge day, so.
So, how, okay, so how did Louise get in the picture?
She needed a ride.
Why?
Bill had the car, he needed to go to Lester. We forget he was going in the opposite direction.
So she had to come off her stoop?
Yes, because she called once and I didn't get it in time, and then I saw it again and I picked it up, I was getting ready. And she goes, Bonnie, are you going? And I said, yeah. And she goes, can you get a ride? I said, I'll be there at 8:10.
So. Do you guys talk at all?
Oh, really, about why she needed to go to the library today.
Oh, no, I mean, no. I mean, was there friendly chat?
Oh, yeah.
Did she at least fake a friendliness?
Oh, yeah, well, it was all about her.
Well, of course.
Well, I mean, what do you
know,
mean?
That's good service work right there. You did good service work. And I want to tell you something so bad, but it's got to be a secret, so I can't tell you. I just can't tell you. But you know what? Do me a favor. Mm. Whatever. I can't stop looking at that lipstick. Don't get rid of it.
Get rid of it?
Not now. Just don't.
Well, I don't have any red. That's why.
That's what I'm jogging about.
I know. I didn't have any in my purse. I thought I was in such a yank to leave my...
I don't know. No, don't take it off. I'm the only one looking at it.
Yeah, I know.
It's not like I'm meaning anything.
But they weren't going to Naked Lips. I wasn't coming out. I was going to Naked Lips.
So where's the red?
Well, yeah, it's in the bag at home.
I thought you would have like a billion.
Well, I do. They're at home. I take my bag and I put everything.
I thought you'd be like me. I'd have one in my car,
I usually do. I know.
Every coat, every bag.
I usually do.
Glove compartment, sidecar.
I know this looks like summertime. I tried to tone it down, but
no. I don't know. It just reminds me of that orange sweater of yours.
That would be yellow.
You know what's
yellow
so funny?
Scarf.
Oh, can I tell you something funny?
What?
See, and this is what's so funny. You know, it's like the awfulness, awfulsome of, you know, the past few weeks and just life is that, you know, my nephew, when he passed away, you know, they had it in a elementary school. And I'm like, what are we doing here? Because all I can picture is a gym, you know, and sitting on kid chairs. And I'm like, because they thought there so many people would show up. And I'm like, well, you know, me, I'm like, well, how important was he? You know, it's like, who needs an auditorium? But I'm thinking elementary school, you know, that's going to be a gym room. But we went in there, and it's like, that you know, that gym room auditorium was bigger, better than most high school. It was incredible. And the presentation was just gorgeous and beautiful. But guess what is his favorite color? Did you not remember what I told you?
I guess I don't. Was it orange?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah, because of the cake.
Yes, because they did the flowers in orange.
Yep. Yep.
So guess what most of the women wore?
Oh, did they?
Guess what? What was it?
Orange.
Orange what?
Orange lipstick.
No.
Orange shoes.
think about
orange
it.
Orange bag.
Will you just stop for 1 second?
Orange eyeshadow.
If you don't stop right now, I'm going to throw that coffee at you.
I don't know. Oh. Nails?
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Bonnie Jean Joanne Elizabeth McGillicuddy. What are you never allowed to wear?
Oh, a scarf.
And what did I throw away?
My shawl. See, that's why I don't remember.
They had orange shawl scarves. And at one point, there was like 4 or 5 ladies, you know, just happened to be just standing together. And, you know me, I wanted to pull out my sneaky pics in the middle of a funeral and take a picture. I mean, I just, like, Bonnie cannot, I cannot get away from this woman and her orange shawls, even at a funeral. I wanted to get up and, like, get those off. And it was, like, so funny. I'm, like, looking up at God. I'm like, God, you're not funny. This isn't funny. I'm supposed to be crying, not laughing. I've been wanting to tell you that ever since, and I've never had the opportunity to tell you that.
That was like a lady at the open house that was there, and she was like, oh, I just love your bracelet. And I said, well, thank you. She goes, yeah, bracelet. She goes, you know, they just kind of like the scarf I have. She goes, you know, I wear lots of scarves. She goes, you can have rags underneath.
And you know what's funny? Because now when I'm walking around and I'm looking at stuff, because now it's like, now I look, you know, it's like you're my doll, you know, like I'm trying to dress you. And that's what's funny when you're talking about, you know, it's like, don't tell these people your secrets. You look like $1 million, but you only paid $5 for $5 for a bag of clothes. And then you're gonna bug them like it's $2 Tuesday. My bag should be $2.
Sorry, that is, did you?
But you don't tell them that. You say, hey, this old thing. Weren't you supposed to say this old thing? I wear this one. I don't give a fuck what I look like. Why didn't you say that?
I did this morning with the guys at the table.
Did you say it? What'd they say? What? Tell me.
John was there and said, you look great. I said, I look like this when I woke up this morning.
Like, I wake up like this. That's hysterical. God, that's hysterical. You know what?
How many hours later is a hell of a lot better than
this. Why are you not talking to me? What are you looking around at?
I haven't been in this place forever.
I know. I didn't want to come here because it's always cold.
Oh, I like it, though. I mean, this reminds me. I used to come here with my mom and the kids.
Yeah, but I get to look.
Yeah.
I wish Toasties or Tim. What is this down here?
Toasties.
The coffee shop.
Yeah, Cafe Toasties.
Oh, the Cafe Toasties. I wish that was here.
I know.
The only thing about this place is that their mochas are better than anybody's. Because they make their own chocolate. And this is the...
What'd you get?
I got the mistletoe mocha. Oh, if I had done it right, it you know, the way they had it, I did it without the Cool Whip, the whipped cream. But I had them with the extra shot, dark chocolate. It came with a candy cane and a cherry.
Of course, candy cane was on your list this morning.
And then it came... I love candy canes.
I know, I saw you at one at the library the other
day.
Looking...
Yes, I've been looking for, you know, and I've been looking once a year, a couple of years, well, I think about 5 years I've been looking for bubblegum flavored candy canes, because I had bought every one year. Oh, I mean, you know when you eat, when you have a candy cane and you kind of crunch on them and chew on them, I don't know, you don't eat sugar, you're afraid you're going to relapse or something, but there's this like sticky crunch that kind of sticks to your teeth, and it's kind of like hard, kind of soft, you know? But it was kind of, you know, it was the bubblegum flavor. And I loved it. And I've not, in 5 years, I've had people looking from, you know, all over the country for bubblegum. And no one can find it.
Mm-mm. Well, if you can't find
they
the
were
Superman.
Pink. I know, right?
They ain't to be had if you can't find them.
You think I would? But then it came with this lovely little Christmas cookie.
It came with?
I know, right? But then I wanted to buy a box of them. And they got a box over there, a thing, for like $9.99. And I'm like, how many cookies in it? And the guy's like, does it say on the bag? I'm like, no, that's why I'm asking you. And she goes, no, those aren't cookies. That's the crunch. It's like a crumble. It's like, you know, they're crumbled. There might be some cookies in it. And I'm like, well, the front of the bag shows a full cookie. It doesn't say nothing about crunch. So then you look over on the side, they got them, because it's kind of like those cookie things you made. Mm. Or that the pineapple thing with the wafers, the, mm-hmm. like their Oreo wafers. So it has like white chocolate, and I hate white chocolate. Yeah. I hate it. Yep. You know, it's just like, ugh. But then they got little candy cane crumpled over the top, and oh my God, they're so good. But it's $14.99 for 12 and two for 20. I'm like, really?
That's a lot of money, man, for some cookies.
I know, right? All right. So this morning I woke up, girl, I'm like, mm-mm.
I'm glad.
I ain't doing it. What? Why are you whispering?
They didn't go in.
What are you whispering? Why are you whispering?
You got me to yell?
No, but...
Okay, all right. Whatever.
So you're still doing it?
Yeah, I mean, I thought that was great. I hadn't heard from you, and I'm like, okay, man. And, well, I know when you left, whenever I saw you last, you didn't feel good. And I'm like, oh, shit, hopefully you slept in. Well, I don't know about sleeping in, because 10 o'clock means you don't get sleep very much. But then when I saw the text come through, you stayed home, and I'm like, yay! Good self-care.
Yeah.
Good self-care.
I wanted to make you really proud of me because I went to the clinic after work. I said, you know what? I'm leaving. And it was a good thing.
Did you go? Good.
Listen,
yay!
I'm not done yet. I went in yesterday, and I was losing it because I went in. I'm like going, you know what? This is kind of my day off, you know? But I went in to help. They kind of tell, you know, where I work, you know, they don't think there's a bunch of Christmas business, but turned out that it is. The more, you know, we go into the cyber era, that's how people are doing their shopping and their stuff. And so there was a mountain just sitting there, you know, and nobody doing anything about it. I said, are you guys nuts? So I'm sitting here cleaning up things, ordering people, bossing people around, getting this, getting that, moving that, cleaning this up, moving this over, getting this person over here. And I'm sitting here paging for management because I didn't take my walkie in because I wasn't gonna, you know? And so it turned out at the end of the day, after I was barking and bitching at all these men, it was just Ashley and Andrew.
Really?
And had I not gone in, they would have drowned. Because the two of them just was by themselves. And I'm like, number one, I don't know how you do that as a schedule and management, but you know what? Today I woke up, I'm like, well, you know what? Y'all gonna sink or swim without me.
You got it. Good. Because you need a day off.
You know, and guess what? Mm. I took a nooner.
Good.
I took a nooner.
Right.
I was like, I ain't doing nothing today. And then it was like quarter till or something, or no, it was 11:30, and I'm like, eh. I need to wash this rat's nest of mine. I think I began to start smelling myself. And I'm like, come on. And so, and I got out and I'm like, let's go to a nooner. And there was like 30 people there and 33 or 5, something
wow,
like that.
Huge,
yeah.
Huge.
Yeah. And so, you know, they wanted to split off. And I just sat at the back table because I saw Dick Dave walk in there. I'm like, uh-uh. Because there was a new person there, and you know what happens at that? I'm like, uh-uh, I ain't gonna sit in here and listen to Dick Dave new. So I stayed at the back table.
Good.
Because, you know, the old peeps were around the front table, and oh my God, who is that lady I hate? Oh, and
Jill.
Writer Charlie was there, and Surgeon Rick from Campside.
Yeah.
He was
really?
In his scrubs. Looked kind of yeah. Oh my God, he looked kind of hot. You know, and
no shit.
And
I've
guess
never seen
and
him.
And Sean, and Kristen was 9 months today.
Oh yeah, the second. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So they all went in the other room. I just sat there. Charlie looked at me. I'm like, nice meeting. I'm staying right here.
Charlie, you're Charlie.
Yeah, my Charlie. And I think there's not many other Charlies, but that one specifically. But she was there, and I'm only going to paraphrase, but it was about dealing with difficult people. And she had her spiel was, I don't care who I offend, I don't care who I piss off, but I'm a teetotaler right-wing person, and I think people shouldn't eat for free, and blah, 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 and that's just the way it is, and that's the best thing about where we are, we can agree to disagree, and all this stuff, and I'm just, you know me, I hate her, you know? And I'm writing, scribbling my list of things to say and all this stuff because, you know, because I do believe, you know, when I learned that, you know, when you pray, you know, bless them, change me, you know, that was part of me today. This is what I was saying. You know, I'm always believing that, you know, I don't want to bless someone else. I want the blessing. I've done the hard work. I want the jackpot. They shouldn't. But, you know, when I do that, when I'm dealing with difficult people at work, with my boss and the things like that, if I do say that, or the serenity deal, if I say that, bless them, that gives me a moment of pause to take myself out. To, you know, like I always say, you know, good customer service starts with a good customer. So if I'm getting as enraged as them, it's not helping the situation. So that millisecond of stopping, you know, gets me to hear them, listen to them, and help this and try to see it from there. Well, either way, it just comes out so much better. And I applied that to this situation. So
were you after her?
Oh yeah. So when it finally got to me, and there's more to this story. No, but I wish I did. I almost did. I wanted to because Tartley was sitting next to me, but he went up and left. So I'm like, well, it's not worth it. But when it finally did get to me, I don't know why it is when I speak, there's like that couple, 2-3 seconds of silence.
I told you it's your voice.
But do you notice it? Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like I'm doing a dramatic pause.
It's you.
It's not like I'm, like, clearing my throat. It's not like, do I have your attention? I'm about to speak.
It's you.
But you know what I'm saying?
It's so
funny. So then I go, you know what? I need these irritating people. Because Little Joe was there, and he's like, I may be, but I'm a pain in the ass, but I'm a happy pain in the ass, and all this stuff. You know, it was hysterical. Joe, totally Joe. And then she was next with the, and I can't believe she said that. I don't believe people should eat for free, and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I may be a closet, you know, Republican, but I'm not going to, you know, just throw that shit out on the table. And I said, you know what? I need those people that I hate. And people are like, woo! I'm like going, yeah, I do. You know, it happens. Let it go. And I said, even those, what did I say? I said, I need those right-wing nut jobs out there because I need to look at people and teach myself who I don't want to be. And then all of a sudden the room went, whoa! Oh, my God. But you know what? It was hysterical because then I went, you know, and I said, because not only where we're at, but we do live in a country that I'm allowed to feel. And yeah, maybe what you think of me is none of my business, but I do care about what you think and think about me. But it is not going to affect my day. It is not going to change me. That's your issue, not mine. But for me to sit there, and I'm like, I wish you were there. I was like, where's Bonnie? I got my chance. Not only did I say I hate her, you know, I'll make amends to it at some point. No, I won't, because that kind of person will never get it. But for me to sit there and say, I need these people, this right-wing nut job, and I didn't point at her, and I didn't say anything. But you know what? Because somebody after her goes, well, your comments resemble me. So there was a couple few people kind of got a smack. I'm like, because I need those people to remind me who not to be. I was like, boom. And then I went into my
your niceness?
Yes, and wrapped it up with a cute little Tim Bow story. And you know what's awesome is because Chicago Bill, old man Bill, 42 years.
Oh, yeah.
What is his name? What do people call
He's
him?
He's the one that says any goddamn idiot can stay.
Right, but what do we call him?
Yeah, just old Bill, man, 42-year Bill.
But for him to talk, I was like the last at the end to speak, and he talked about his first year.
Oh, he did.
And then he talked that, oh my God, look what I did. And then when he hit his second year, he's like, look how much better I feel. It wasn't like a prearranged or pre-practiced speech. It wasn't a regurgitation of shit. You know, it was like this old man. It's like God saw me, made me fucking get out of my bed, shower my rat's nest, grab my holes, my pits, get there.
You need that today.
And for him,
yeah,
he's like 90.
He's 80 something. Yeah, he is almost 90. I think you're right.
And then at the end, I'm talking to somebody. The beautician from across the street.
Oh, yeah, Kimberly.
Is it Kimberly? Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, because I said the thing about, she was always talking about customers. I forget what she said, but I said the thing about good customer service starts with a good customer. She ain't never heard that before. She's going to get that printed all over her store. And then she was like talking to me and telling me this story, and it's a great story I want to tell you about. This okay, quickly. This bitch lady would come into the store, and this friend of hers would cut her hair. I want this part of this side, this part of that side, that part. And one day, after how many years of this woman do it, he fucking took her braid, her blank, her, what is it? Bangs. Cut them off, threw them in her lap, and now put them anywhere the fuck you want to put your braid, your bangs, and walked out. And then somebody grabbed my arm, and I'm like, whoop, whoop. And it was Bill. He goes, I can't leave without talking to you.
Which Bill?
Oh, what Bill did we just talk about?
Oh, okay, Bill. All
right. Why do you use me? Oh, my God, keep up. I think the orange lipstick is affecting you. And then we sat there for another 20 minutes of him talking to me.
You needed that, man.
God. And he goes, what's your name? And I'm like, of course I went through that minute of, you don't know who I am. I'm King Baby. I went through that, you know, but I'm like, well, you know what?
Ryan.
But, it was.
Yeah, Tim, they all knew you.
Yeah, and then everyone was like, where, you know.
Where you been?
You got it. I mean, you know, because I preceded, I said, work has been hard and I can't make it. And I just needed to see your guys' faces. I said, I don't need to step over there. And that's what I pointed. When I shared, I said, I needed to see your faces. And it was so nice. And then my friend shows up with orange lipstick hours late.
Yeah.
It's exhausting. And I feel good.
I'm glad. I'm so glad you went. Tim, that's excellent. And to get what you got. You know, and to be reminded that, you know what? You've grown. You know, to have her sit there and spew that shit after how many years of she saying that, you know what, life's really good, but I still spew a lot of shit.
Bonnie, it was really? So gross.
It sounds gross, Tim. That
it was so
gross.
You know,
I probably would have felt like I'm shrinking under the chair going,
but
you
don't know how
want.
Many people were smiling and laughing and like, and when they were like, almost applauding me, and
hell yeah,
and when they got up and they
too.
Were leaving, there.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like I wasn't calling her on her shit, but you know what? I got to that point
you
where
you inferred it.
But I got to the point. I can't believe I said. Well, the one time I said jizz last week, now it's like a game to like sneak this stuff in. But you know, to say right wing nut jobs, I need them in my life to show them who I don't want to be.
You're starting to sound more like Bill S, and you don't even have a year.
But it wasn't mean. It wasn't
evil.
It was necessary.
It was very necessary, Tim. People need to be, as my grandmother would say, brought up under their comeuppance. You don't say that shit.
No, you don't.
This is an adult conversation that we're having out here to help each other. You don't do that kind of shit. If you want to spew that stuff, pull somebody aside and vent. You know? And the thing is, you know what? Ain't nobody want to talk to her. That's
no.
why she's
oh,
doing
no.
it.
Oh, no. She's sat by herself at the end mm-hmm. trying to busy herself
yeah.
with busy work.
Yeah. Nobody wants to hear that shit. Mm-hmm. Anger and rage.
No. Well, there was no anger and rage because she doesn't see that. She doesn't. She thinks what she said was justified and right.
Oh, you're
and
damn
she's
straight.
Good.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what? But, gentle, polite folks don't say that out loud with witnesses.
That's correct.
I mean,
that's correct.
But then I felt like I was, it felt like, I mean, the words, I mean, it was like the moment she said it, the words were in my mouth.
Yeah.
And they just came out, you know? I felt so.
Tim, you said what other people wanted to say.
Exactly.
And you know what? You're far enough along. And you're mature enough. You know, Tim, you've lived the life of a lot that a lot of people haven't lived, you know, with your choices. And you know what? You're not afraid to say what, you know, is on your mind.
My choices?
Of your lifestyle.
Are you saying being gay is a choice? Did you just say that?
Whatever.
Did you just?
I think I tried to.
Did you just say being gay is a choice? Like your orange lipstick is a choice?
Yeah.
Well, really? We're going to have to take you home and make you think about what you just said.
All right. Well, let me rephrase that. How much time do I have? Okay. So I'll say it.
And sometimes, let that be a lesson
and,
to you.
And sometimes I don't know how to say it, so I don't want to embarrass you or whoever's going to listen to this. And maybe it doesn't embarrass you that, you know what, your lifestyle of whatever you want to say of being gay and what you told me about what happened with you and your brother, you've seen a lot. You've had a lot happen. And you know what? It doesn't hurt you. And it doesn't bother you. And it makes you the man you are to speak your mind. Where other people would cower. And they aren't going to say anything because they don't want to ruffle feathers. That's what I'm trying to say. That, you know, it doesn't matter. She needed to be called out. She's acting like an ass. And you know what? You have nothing that I want. Her. You don't make me proud to sit around the table. I would have left. I would have gone out and left. You know what? That's not what I'm trying to do.
Did.
That's not what I'm trying to live. I'm trying to live experience, strength, and hope and pass something on. So even when I'm having a shitty day, I can at least laugh. Because I did wrap up my share with a laugh and a story and had the guys laughing. Where when it came to me, I wasn't laughing. I was almost crying. But you know what? After the meeting, I got what I needed. I get the props that I need from around there. And you know what? She doesn't get that because you know what? She doesn't put that out. She puts out, fuck you. I don't like me, so let me tell you how I don't like me and get the hell away from me.
And you know what, too, yesterday? Even more so than being there for my managers, the moment I walked in, literally, there was one associate walking past me. She's like this permanent black cloud. And I was... It's one of those people you'd hate to say, how are you, because then you have to stand there.
Oh, yeah.
But the moment I did, I could see the anger and rage in her. And I pulled her aside, and she bawled in crocodile tears that I even stopped to see how she was doing.
Yeah.
Then we talked, and I got her, there was that light bulb of understanding. And as she was crying, I kind of made her laugh. I kind of made fun of her snot in her nose or something silly. And she laughed.
Same.
And at the end, she hugged me and thanked me.
Yeah.
You know, it's like...
Do you see me? Do you hear me? Do I matter?
Yes.
And that's you, Tim. That's you.
You know, and... Well, yeah.
And that's what makes you special. Like I say, when you go into work and you don't want to go, and it's, you know... This and these people, you know what, the people that work for you and around you, you are the light that walks in even when you don't want to be there. And you've said, I don't want to go.
And she said, you've changed and I don't know why or how and I don't care.
See?
And you know, and then it's like this morning I went to go do my gratitude list. I'm like, fuck it, I ain't got nothing to be happy about. And I looked and I said, I saw that I did one yesterday. And I realize I do my gratitude list during my day.
Mm-hmm.
It helps me to look for the good stuff. And so it helps me. And I didn't realize I was helping myself. And then when somebody just today said that when you send out your gratitude list, that helps me through my day. It helps me be thankful for what I'm thankful for.
Because we're all thankful for different things, and it opens up my world to, really, somebody's thankful for candy canes, somebody's thankful for their friend, for letting go, for the tables, for a warm person that they wake up to in the morning and that they love. You know, I don't experience that, but for somebody else to tell me that, how wonderful. You know?
No, but... When I work 12-hour shitty days in the middle of a 14-day work week, then have to come home and go to the gym, the first thing I want to do is hang out with my Bonnie. You got we at least got that much. Yeah, you and your orange lipstick. Promise me not to wear that no more.
At least not with this outfit.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.